the possibility that, you know, that you had this past, criminal past, you know, or even divorce. I guess I am always very slow, seeing as I'm the husband of one wife, and I've never been, I'm never have and never will be divorced. I try not to come down hard on people who are in a different situation than I am, who have had these problems. But it's not about coming down hard on someone. It's about someone who's going to represent the church as our overseer. They're sitting at the you know, watching over the entire church. So there are some more strict things that are put on them. You know, to be an apostle, it is easier to be not married, in my opinion, because apostles have to go places, they're going to suffer things. It's really not the kind of lifestyle where you can raise a family. Now, a bishop is someone who's watching over a local church or a local group of churches, possibly. You know, like, they're, you know, I don't like to look back into the traditions that followed the centuries after Paul, because even in Paul's time, there was so much heresy creeping in. And heresy pretty much dominated the church. And it's funny, and people would take that offense at that and say, well, then the gates of hell prevailed. And I'd say, no, because once again, people don't understand what the gates of hell are. Death does not prevail against the church. Now, as far as Satan, as far, you know, we have the apostasy was prophesied of. The false brethren entered in was prophesied of by the apostles. It was supposed to happen. So it is the will of God, though it be not his pleasure, it is part of what God has ordained would happen over the course of history. And it is given to us to wrestle with it. Just as Paul did. And to be in conflict concerning these things. To be jealous over the truth. But for this public office, for this particular office within the church, the husband of one wife. And I question whether, like I said, Paul was an apostle. He was greater than a bishop. He wasn't married. I don't know that Timothy was married either. I don't know that he wasn't. Maybe there'll be a clue somewhere along. See, I don't have every detail, but these are the things that occur to me. I'm learning, even as I communicate that which I've already learned. Even so, the experience of having raised one's children in subjection is given much honor here. He's saying that if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? A man having raised a family in subjection and proved himself in that, that is quite a qualification. That's why, for me personally, I do not feel I would qualify as a bishop. Not that anyone, I wouldn't let anyone despise me for my youth. As Paul said, don't let anyone despise your youth, though he was about 40, I think, when that was said. But still, I would not consider myself, because my children are still young. People have given me compliments about my children and so on, but, you know, things can go well for a while and then they can fall apart. So I would not count myself worthy of such an office. Plus, I suppose with my past, it could hardly be said that. Well, I doubt I could be charged now. But, you know, I've done things that are, you know, illegal in the past. I don't think I could be charged. Because it's like, you know, I smoked all those drugs. They're gone. You know? So it's sort of, you know, if they didn't catch you, they can't do anything to you now. Sort of like, I don't even know how the law works in that regard, but I know it's, I can admit to it. I won't be charged. I don't do drugs anymore. I think they're just happy to, one less problem to deal with, you know. Blameless, husband of one wife, vigilant. I went through these words and I looked up all the definitions some time ago. Vigilant means sober. Phalios. I mean, it comes from the word, a word that means to abstain from wine. This person has to be, and also it has an implication figuratively, to be discreet, sober, vigilant. Right, in other words, sober is safron, which means safe or sound in mind, that is self-controlled, moderate as to their passions and, you know, possibly opinions. Now, remember, these definitions are not the gospel. It's all according to how Paul is using the word. See, a lot of times people misuse the concordance definitions because they think what they do is they look at all the implications and possible meanings. And then they pick out a meaning that is actually doesn't fit the passage. But then they plug it in order to twist the scripture. Because everything turns on what the intent of the author was. You know, moderate as to opinion? Well, it depends on the which opinions you're talking about. Obviously, a certain degree of moderation is important in all things. But in some things, there are absolutes. And there is no moderated position that we can take. Such as on right, you know, do we want to be a moderate opinion of whether or not we ought to walk as the heathen walk? As the people who live in sin walk, should we moderate that opinion and say, well, you know, we're not totally righteous, not totally sinful, just doing okay. That's how the churches walk today. But that's not how we ought to be. But sound in mind. Of good behavior is cosmios, which means orderly or decorous. Comes from the idea of cosmos, which is orderly arrangement. It's the same one is used to a woman should array herself. It always has to do with the things being properly ordered. Like cosmos, we think of it as the universe, cosmos. It means the order of the things in the cosmos. You know what I mean? The world as it is ordered. And so it also means the way in which someone puts their, you know, cosmetics, the way they order their appearance and their face, and they put that in order. So it has everything to do with the way one, in this case, is the way in which one orders their lives. Leaving a well-ordered life, especially in regards to things pertaining to godliness. Given hospitality. Philoxenos. You've heard of xenophobia, right? Xenophobia is the fear of strangers or foreign people. Or hatred sometimes, but it literally means fear. But philoxenos is the love of strangers. It literally, what it means is fond of guests.